officially, legally, a nuclear weapons-free zone. Shahid's in London. Let's hear what he has to say. Shahid, welcome.
Assalamu alaikum, George.
Wa alaikum salam.
I want to say that basically, we have to have a world free of nuclear weapons. First of all, we have to start off with Israel, because Israel has, between 100 to 200 nuclear weapons, and it's illegal, and it's illegally held, so they don't have any sort of inspectors come in and checking the facilities and everything.
They wouldn't dream of it, Shahid. They don't even allow a United Nations official to go into Gaza to monitor the mass destruction Israel did in Gaza over the summer.
That's right, George. You know what, I was going to say something to you, George, about, I know it's a little bit off the topic, but you know about that attack that happened in France? It was very, very wrong, and in Islam we don't agree with killing innocent people. But we've got to look at the bigger picture, because the whole world is obviously condemning what happened in France, the terrorist attack that they shouldn't have done, killed these people. Although we don't have 2 minutes silence for the people or the children, the 500 plus children and women and children that died in Gaza,
no.
We didn't get this
Shahid,
condemnation.
Shahid, all the 17 journalists that were killed in Gaza, with press emblazoned across their chests, 17 journalists were killed by Netanyahu, who was then marching in Paris. I've just done the hashtag Ask Galloway on this very subject, was marching in Paris about the murder of these journalists in France.
George, what is this hypocrisy then? All the time they got this hypocrisy. It's like the blood of Muslims is not valuable. It's like we don't remember the Muslim. We don't even, in Syria, we lost count of how many people have died. It's gone plus 200,000. The United Nations have stopped counting how many people have died now. So what kind of hypocrisy is this?
Well, in Nigeria, in the same week, Shahid, in the Borno province of Nigeria, in the very same week as the mass murder in Paris, took place the mass murder of 2,000 people by the group calling itself Boko Haram. One of the 2,000 who was murdered was actually giving birth, was in labor when she was murdered. There's hardly been that about it in the international media. Shahid, if you are anywhere up north, I'm addressing what I think will be an important rally in Centenary Square in Bradford on Saturday evening at 7:30. On exactly this subject of the double standards and the hypocrisy, on the issue of freedom of speech, and of course on the issue of murder and terrorism. Thanks for the call. Saeed's in Birmingham. Saeed, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Brother George. Thanks for having me. I am Saeed Iraqi, of course. The reason why I want to mention my name is Saeed Iraqi, because I want to tell your viewers how much I have suffered based on chemical and biological weapon. When Tony Blair and George W. Bush told us that Iraq has chemical and biological weapon, and I want to tell your viewers to remember you and me when we were crying and screaming peacefully and demonstrating in London that there is no chemical and biological weapon in Iraq. We know who has it. And the second point, very briefly, Brother George, chemical and biological weapon never stopped Soviet Union from collapsing, never stopped American hegemony in Iraq to defeat, as well as in Afghanistan, to be defeated. Therefore, my advice, just like South Africa, Israel should give up its nuclear weapon and we can live in peace. Thanks,
Saeed,
for having
very,
me, Brother George.
Very powerful call. Let's deal with what weapons of mass destruction are. They are defined as weapons which are not limited in space and time. In other words, a weapon which is fired at a target, but the effect of that weapon goes far beyond that target and far beyond the here and now. I mentioned the two nuclear bombs that were dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Until this day, 2015, there are children born with genetic defects as a direct result of nuclear weapons dropped 70 years ago. In Vietnam today, there are still children born with hideous deformity as a result of the ocean of chemical weapons that the United States dropped on the people of Vietnam. The United States' use of depleted uranium weapons in Iraq as long ago as 1991 are still producing hideous cancers and deformations. Children with two heads, I've seen them with my own eyes, born in the hospitals in the south of Iraq as a result of these weapons of mass destruction used by the United States. The same thing is happening now in the labor rooms, the maternity wards in Fallujah, in the west of Iraq, from the 2003, 4, 5, and 6 bombardment of Fallujah with white phosphorus and other chemical weapons by the United States, whilst the British armed forces held the perimeter so that they could do so. These weapons of mass destruction, in other words, are not weapons that cause devastation here and now and there, but cause devastation here, there, and everywhere, and for generation after generation. That's what a weapon of mass destruction is. And of course, the ultimate weapon of mass destruction is nuclear weapons. And we're running this campaign, Ban the Bomb, because we think this is the great issue of our time. And we think that the tens, scores of billions of pounds spent on these nuclear weapons could be better spent. Not just, by the way, on hospitals and schools and making life better for our own people, but on real security for our people. We're told that we're spending perhaps £3 billion a year in Britain. I say perhaps because it is a secret. We don't get to know. It's a secret allocation of money. But let's say it's £3 billion on intelligence to protect ourselves from terrorist attack here in Britain. A Trident submarine isn't going to defend you against a terrorist attack, but better intelligence might. Why don't we spend some of the money we're wasting on nuclear weapons on security for our own people? Let's hear from Mohammed, also in the UK. Mohammed, go ahead, sir.
Assalamu alaikum to you, George.
How are you? Walaikum salam. Nice to hear you again, brother.
And you too, sir. How are you?
Okay. Good, by the grace of God.
Inshallah. We should all in Islam, first thing, right? Ayatollah Khomeini said that in Islam there is no place for these kind of a weapon which destroy humanity, right? And these countries have got all these nuclear weapons. Why do they need them? To secure themselves. They are already ruling the world through their banking system and through their pressure on the third world. Look what they're doing with the Muslim countries, right? They are pressurizing these poor countries into submission, and they're making false allegations like there was a 45-minute bomb will be landing in London Central by Saddam Hussein. That was all false allegation against the country, because what it was nothing to do with him coming here and throwing the bomb. It was to do with the oil. it's terrible what it's harmful nuclear weapon should be completely banned from all over the world and all over from these countries. Because it's sad, you know, the kids are still, as you said yourself with your speech, the kids are still being born in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, disformed, and also in Iraq. They have chucked more nuclear uranium in Iraq in those 3 years through their small doses of bombing than what it was dropped in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, right? And the years and years and years will still, those kids will be born disformed. Why do they need them? Why? It's totally against humanity. And then they talk about peace. We want to make peace and we don't want to destroy anybody. But they got all these nuclear weapons. Look at Israel. Got 200 over, maybe 280 or 300 nuclear weapons. And they will not allow anybody to go and inspect them.
No.
Because what it is, they know they can get away with it.
And look at the double standard, Mohammed. They refuse to sign the NPT. Everyone knows they have plenty of nuclear weapons, but they're treated with a red carpet as paka, kosher, halal regime. Whilst Iran, which has no nuclear weapons, no one claims, even Israel doesn't claim that Iran has any nuclear weapons, yet look at the treatment of Iran. Sanctioned, quarantined, blockaded in what are effectively acts of war. We're discussing nuclear weapons and where we should start the campaign to get rid of them. I have to go for just 3 short minutes for a short news bulletin. God willing, I'll still be here after that news bulletin. So don't go anywhere at all. Stay tuned to Press TV and come back to comment just 3 minutes from now. Don't go away.